All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Sometimes some of my friends send me very interesting texts during the program, which make me laugh just because they're relevant to what we are discussing. Now, if you haven't voted yet, sometimes people say, well, Tom, how do you know for whom to vote? Are there certain resources you might recommend? Well, I will tell you that one of the sites that I use quite frequently is the 1791 Society site. I use that a lot. It is a pro-Second Amendment organization. I am a dues-paying member of 1791, and there are certainly other organizations out there that have the same way of thinking about things. And I always figure that they have a lot more time to invest into research than do I. So I kind of take their word for a lot of things, and I've never been let down. Anyway, welcome to the program. Bowerly with you on the radio. And Election Day 2023. And have you any predictions on who is going to win the big race for Erie County Executive? I'll tell you, just I try so hard to keep the show away from the political rut because it can be such a turnoff to so many people. And the fact of the matter is, part of my job is to have as many people listening for as long as possible. And sometimes with politics, you don't always get that. And sometimes it can be counterproductive to what you're trying to do. That being said, of course, I have candidates for whom I am rooting. But I will tell you that this is no big surprise here in Erie County. If you are a Republican seeking countywide office, it is not very easy because you are incredibly outnumbered. Now, there are some people, the pundit class, who have suggested, I'll wrap this thought up really quickly. There are some people of the pundit class who've suggested, well, given the illegal invader situation in Cheektowaga, given the so-called migrant crisis, people in Cheektowaga who are typically Democrat are going to go out and vote for a Republican conservative, in this case, Chrissy Cassilio. I don't know that that is going to happen. I think that there are some people who are so engraved in their heart of being a registered Democrat that instead of going and voting for a Republican, they might just as well stay home. I'm trying to put myself in their position, and part of me thinks that the turnout in places like Amherst and like Cheektowaga may not be, and again, this is only guesswork on my behalf, may be a little bit less than ordinary because of the idea that people may decide to stay home instead of voting for a Republican conservative. People are that ingrained with their political philosophy on either side of the aisle. It's not something that is universal to one side versus the other side. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're just joining us, voted just before noon today. Had a delicious and nutritious salad, you might be interested in knowing, but voted before noon today, and I was only voter number 121. And I thought to myself, yowzers, knowing what the voter enrollment is by party, I thought to myself, this may very well be a long night and a long day for Chrissy Cassilio. One of her hopes was to basically capture the votes of historical Democrats who are not very happy with this whole idea of open borders. with this whole idea of illegals being welcomed to Western New York by a certain county executive, while other counties and their administrations throughout Western New York said, no, we have a state of emergency. We can't absorb anymore. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to, I believe, Mark is with us in Tonawanda. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I'm hoping that the question that I proposed earlier to you, and if you could have your news director, I think he said his name is Mr. Wenger, if he could check on that Erie County is claiming they have the legal authority to ask for your date of birth at the time of voting. And I disagree with that emphatically, because that's just a form of identification. If you don't have a blank or missing voter registration, and you voted in this case at the same place the last 30 years, they know who you are. But the gentleman tried to deny me the right to vote. I called him on it. Erie County, I talked to them, and they said, we have that right. And I said, no, you don't. We fought some more, and they said, we'll get you a ballot. But they stamped an affidavit, so it could not go into the machine. So I don't know what Erie County is eventually going to do with that. But he's claiming New York State has changed the law, and now they can require your date of birth to vote. And you just think you told me, but you're not 100% sure if you gave your date of birth. If you could ask Mr. Wenger to look into that, I'd appreciate it. I tried to call my state assemblyman and could not get through. I'm assuming they're off till whatever. But as far as that issue, I don't think they have that legal right. I worked votes for 30 years. And in the old poll books, as you know, they never asked you those questions. And one gentleman got offended when I didn't ask for ID. And I told him, we're not allowed to by law. You can give me any name, and the address matches. You sign the book, you vote. Well, what if the signature doesn't match? Said, we're not handwriting experts. You can't challenge the signature. This is why we do definitely need ID to vote. But right now, don't ask for any form of it. And so I'm kind of taken back what Erie County is doing.
Asking anybody who calls could get me into trouble unless I know the credentials of an individual who's offering information. But I'm sure. It's not all lost. It's not all lost because I'm sure Tim Wenger is listening, and what he probably is doing off the air is probably trying to make contact with somebody from BOE to get them on the program. Although, to be brutally honest with you, Tim right now is up to his butt in alligators because he's got an entire, rest of the day and the midnight hour. And the midnight hour to get ready for the election coverage. I'll try to get you the answer to that. And perhaps Tim can be helpful, and perhaps Tim is just too darn busy right now because he's only one guy. He's doing the work of five men.
I appreciate that. But no, Tom, as I said, I felt bad for your earlier voter. And the only thing I can think of is that not enough people showed up to help them open the polls. And you do need to be trained to open up the polls, open up those machines. It takes a bit. And it takes a team to get three machines going, three voter machines, the handicap machine, and get everything up and running. So it's a long day. We're there from 5:30 in the morning till past 9:30 at night, with very little breaks. But I begged off this year because I just did not want to do it. And also they could raise the pay a little bit. They don't pay us enough.
What does it break down? What does it break down to per hour?
Have you ever done the? Oh, I never figured that out. But you get $190 for working the day, and $190 is not worth it.
Yeah, you want to take the taxes? You want to take the taxes? Take the taxes out of that too, and then figure it out.
Oh yeah. Oh no. What's sad is that for the amount of responsibility that you have, you really have an enormous amount of responsibility, and that job should pay at least $350 for the day. Genesee County pays more to their inspectors than Erie County.
What would you think of paying people more money but having fewer polling places?
Ah, now I like that idea. The school that I voted in, basically we were in a broom closet, and I felt bad because they talk about voter secrecy. Walking in the door, you could look right down into somebody's ballot. They had places set up that I never would have set up because there was no integrity of the ballot. People could look right down on your sheet of paper and saw who you voted for. So I have to blame the inspectors here because they should know better. They never should have put those positions there, and they should have moved them to the school gymnasium, which they've always done. But today they put them in the broom closet, basically. There was no room, no privacy. I have to say that they didn't do a good job. I just feel bad for the voters. And I'll tell you, I spoke my piece. I did talk to a ton of Tonawanda police officer who I know couldn't do anything, but she listened to me. She goes, make some valid points. But I think they were upset because they saw the police officer come into the voting station, because I talked to him basically part of the conversation right out of the voting room. But one of their inspectors ran out to hear what I was saying. Then when I caught her eye, I kind of pointed at her, and I said, let's go outside, officer. And we went outside and finished our conversation. I really hoping she would have filed a police report, but she didn't. But needless to say, if you think you've been asked an inappropriate question by a vote by the board there, you got to let them know and say, no, you don't need my date of birth to vote. And then say, you get your boss on the line from the Erie County Board of Elections, and you're going to give me a ballot. If you don't want me on the machine, fine, stamp it, affidavit. Don't fill in your date of birth on that form. They don't need it. They're asking inappropriate information. That's just my take.
Very interesting. I don't know exactly what the law has to say about that and about what the limits of authority are for somebody who is an inspector at the polls. I know some of these questions come up every single election we have, and then some don't. And then sometimes, and then you get questions that come up once every 6 years or so. So it is often hard to keep tabs on exactly what is kosher and what isn't. I hope we can get the definitive answer for you prior to.
Oh, I mean, I'd appreciate that. I do not know of any law that says Erie County has the right to ask for your date of birth on an already completed registration. It's not blank. Same address for 30 years. And if you remember, the old poll books never had your date of birth in the poll books. It wasn't there. Your name and address only. Well, we need to verify that you are who you say you are. I said, I told you who I am. You can't go any further than that. But they fought me. And I guess I lost, but I still got my ballot, but stamped affidavit. Whether or not they counted or not, I'll never know.
Well, you sound like the kind of guy who's not going to let this go. So I have every bit of confidence in you that if we don't get the answer for you by the end of the program, you're going to call in with the answer, and you're more than welcome to do.
I am so upset that I said you cannot ask for that. I said my registration is complete, and they agreed on that. then why are you asking for my date of birth?
Sir, you told me to. I understand your frustration, but Mark, I don't know your exact age, and I hope that
I'm
you don't
69.
Think...
Okay. 69.
It's a fine number. But one of the things that that I will just suggest you, just one human being to another, it's not worth getting yourself into a cardiac situation over. It'll work itself out. Chances are the election is not going to come down to one vote.
I'm not trying
to downplay your legitimate concerns, but on the other hand, I don't want to see you stroking out because of something like this. And I'm not saying that to be a jerk. Okay. I'm really not. It's just that, I'm concerned about you, and I only say that because, believe me, there's some things I used to stroke out about, and a complete idiot, and it's not worth it. I did not call you an idiot. I was referring to myself.
I know you didn't, sir.
All right, sir.
I want to thank you for all the time you gave me.
Well, no, I thank you for the call and your obvious concern, and we'll see if we can't get you a direct answer to a very direct question. But again, at the age of 69, you have the wisdom enough to know that that. Nobody is going to die as a result of somebody making a mistake. Nobody's going to die.
I agree, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed today's show.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate you calling in and everybody like you calling in. And it's funny because some of these questions come up year after year, and some of them come up every few years. And I'm not sure how often the answers get changed, quite frankly. What number were you voting, and did you run into any problems? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN, the phone numbers to get through on the Bowerly program here on WBEN. Okay, Tanner Saunders behind the glass in the next room. Election Day 2023, and a question I ask you every single year, because I'm trying to get a handle for the takeaways from the election. What number were you, and when did you vote? And if you're just joining us, as you know, I live in the village of Williamsville, the poor part, and I just like to make it very clear. But anyway. I vote at the old meeting house, and it's a beautiful building, by the way. It really is an amazing structure in the village, but I digress. I was only number 121 just before noontime today, and my initial thought was I thought maybe the turnout would be a little better than that, a little more than that, because of the issue of the illegals, not just here, but also in Cheektowaga. And then I started thinking to myself, wait a minute, Cheektowaga, so heavily Democrat as it is, I wonder how many people, instead of voting for a conservative Republican like Chrissy Casilio, would simply say, well, I can't vote for Mark Poloncarz because of the illegals, but I also can't vote for a Republican conservative, so I'm going to stay home. And it's going to be very interesting for me as the day progresses and as the statistics start coming in, because, you know, I'm real big on statistics like an idiot. I'm very anxious to see if precinct by precinct, district by district, the turnout was less than previous years or greater than previous years, and then the analysis as to why that might have been, whatever it happens to be by the end of the day. So, did you have any untoward things happen to you? Somebody sent me a photograph of election signs, campaign signs, in a polling location. That is not cool. And if you see an election... a campaign sign in a polling location, you need to be on the phone with the Board of Elections, number one. Number two, you need to bring it to the attention of the people working that poll that they need to get those signs out of there. And I don't care for whom the signs are in favor. I've got my candidates, you've got your candidates, and I'll tell you, even if it was my candidate, I would say something because what's right is right. What's kosher is kosher. What's according to Hoyle is according to Hoyle, and however many other cliches I can dig out. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to the calls, shall we, on WBEN? By the way, David Bellavia and Mr. Joe Beamer are going to be working their tails off tonight on WBEN, along with our Tim Wenger, our CEO and master of ceremonies here. Our election night coverage live gets underway at 9 p.m., and that is going to follow our Erie County executive candidate conversations from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m., and then complete results, speeches, and analysis live on News Radio 930 WBEN. And frankly, we've been doing this a very long time, so I don't have anything to do with it this year, but we kind of know what we're doing, so you can count on us here at News Radio 930 WBEN. And frankly, Joe Beamer, the host of our hardline political program, and David Bellavia, who, as you probably have gathered over the years, David lives, eats, and breathes politics. I mean, to him, politics are what true crime stuff is to me. It's what he is really into, and he puts a lot of time and a lot of effort into election night coverage, just as Joe and Brayton and Tom Puckett and Max Ferry and Tanner and everybody else who's going to be working tonight on News Radio 930 WBEN. I always worry that I'm going to leave out some names, and I apologize if I do. I think I just left out Tim Wenger's name. There's a name you don't want to leave out. Let's go to Jim in East Aurora on WBEN. James, welcome to the show. What do you have for us? Yes, sir.
Yeah, Tom, I just got done voting here in East Aurora. I was number 113.
What would you usually be?
Probably in the sixes or sevens.
As in hundreds?
Yes.
So what do you think is going on?
I think it's the people who are working are not out there voting yet.
Although ordinarily you would be in the multi-hundreds by now, you think that's really the case? And I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
No, I think that might be the case. I mean, it's also an off-year election, but I think that the people that want to vote, forgive me for saying conservatively, I think they're still working.
Well, you know, it's, boy, I don't know what to make of it. The only thing that I can say with certainty is that given the advantage the Democrats have in terms of party enrollment in Erie County, it seems to me that the lower the turnout, the worse the news is going to be for the GOP. Have you any thoughts on that to either refute or back that up?
I think you're correct. You know, I think that the GOP is having a low turnout today, and I don't know why. Our founding fathers fought for the right for us to vote, and I think it's terrible that they're not getting out and voting.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are always going to be people who have things that come up at the last minute. A kid they've got to take to a hospital, a kidney stone that pops up at the last minute, and that's always going to be the case. And it's never going to change because people are people. But the low turnout, and, you know, while we're on this subject, you mentioned something that I find very interesting. And I'm sure my friend Frank Panasuk would also say the same thing. We bitch and moan. We whine and complain about the way things are. We were very upset about the way many of us viewed Erie County handling the COVID pandemic, and yet we have a chance to change the direction of Erie County, and one would think that the polling places would be mob scenes, and I don't mean that in any violent way, obviously, but right. One would think there'd be a lot greater interest than there seems to be.
I think the same thing. I just, you know, if you're going to complain about what's going on in this world, you better have gone out and voted. If you didn't vote, there's what are you complaining for?
And that, of course, is a very, I think, legitimate and a very fair point that you bring up. And at the end of the day, when you, here's what gets me, and I'd like your thoughts on this, obviously, but what gets me is when you consider the number of people who would be eligible to vote versus those who actually end up voting when all is said and done, it's almost like an embarrassment to our founding fathers.
I believe it is, too. It's a big slap in their face. They fought like heck for us to be able to vote. You know, between the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, everybody should be out there voting for what was fought for in this country.
Well, you have inspired me. I think I might go and vote again today.
I think I might, too. Maybe I can get away with it.
No, obviously, sir, that would be illegal. As a local political type found out several years ago, we certainly do not encourage that in any way, shape, or form. That was a sarcastic comment, not to be taken with any degree of seriousness whatsoever.
Yes, maybe I can get some of my dead relatives to come out and vote.
Oh, don't stop. You mean your great-great-grandfather who died in 1897? What an amazing lifespan.
Yes, it's just feel that nobody should sit home on a day like today. I think if your right was to vote, you should go out and vote.
Well, and again, I mean, the point that you've made that obviously has been made by other people, and it doesn't make it any less legitimate, is that we have this right to vote in this country. David Bellavia, I don't know if you heard, I believe it was yesterday, told the story about a woman in Iraq who is very seriously injured. And before she died, she wanted to make sure that she had cast her vote. And we take it so for granted here in the United States.
You're right, we do. And I don't think it should be that way. I think, you know, the stuff that they teach our kids in school, this is not one of them. They don't teach them voting. When I was in elementary school, they brought in voting machines and they taught us how to vote. You know, it doesn't happen anymore.
Just out of curiosity, I know what people are thinking. Did they also tell you what party should get your vote?
No. But they actually had the machine set up and we got to go in and do a mock vote for one of the elections. You know, and they showed us how it would work.
Well, sir, I thank you kindly for the phone call, and you have yourself a great evening, and be sure to be tuned in to see how this whole thing pans out starting at 9 o'clock tonight on WBEN. Appreciate it.
I will. Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
Absolutely, sir. You too. It is Bowerly with you on the radio on this election day, 2023. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and it is the one and the only Diane in Tonawanda. Diane, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show, my love. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Well, you got that right. I am the only Anyways, I was calling to say I was number 86 at Glendale. And what I just wanted to let people know, like I've asked every single time I go to the voting place, do you want my license? They always say no. Well, this time they didn't have the book where you write in. They have like an iPad thing. And I found out that if you offer your license, they'll slide it in and you can move right along. Otherwise, the people that are doing these little iPad machines take forever. They are not practiced on it or what have you. But I just wanted to let your listeners know that you can offer your license if they have the iPad thing now at your polling place, and it goes a lot faster. I am one that wants everybody to have to show a license because I have to show it everywhere I go, even Verizon. So I just wanted people to realize that you can offer your license. As far as the gentleman that was talking for a very long time regarding the birth date and asking for his birth date, they did not ask us that at all.
Oh, keep going, please.
Well, I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to say that. Those couple things.
Okay, that's fair enough. Answer me this, because you obviously take your voting very seriously. The big picture, I'm going to steal another David expression, the 35,000-foot view on this, which is the altitude at which your commercial airliner typically would fly, about 35,000 feet. But what would you do to make voting better and more, shall we say, accurate and trustworthy?
Yes. Ask for our license. Ask for our ID in New York State. I am sick of this. There's so much fraud and so much crap going on. If you show your license like you have to everywhere, I think that would be great. Also, inside the polling places, it's always different. Like, they're always coming up with something new to do or whatever, right? But I would just say that for the people that we worked with, they're very good, but they're very slow. You know, it's nobody under 65 doing these machines, and I'm not yelling at older people because I'm one of them. But I'm just saying they are not practiced enough, and therefore a lot of them go very slow. And when you're in a line of five people, it was just ridiculous. So I learned that you can do the license, and I think that would really help things move along and to be more accurate as to who is at their voting place. They don't check your signatures. Who checks a signature? They don't know.
You know, I was just going to say, even if they check signatures, the difference between the signature that I gave them as my exemplar many years ago and the signature I'm likely to give today are probably going to be two different signatures. You'd think that there were two different people signing that name.
Absolutely. And I don't even know what it's called, but I write different all the time. I can write to the right, to the left, up and down. Like, I am not a consistent writer. I'm a scribble writer, whatever. So, yeah, I agree with that. I agree. You know, when you did that at 18 and you signed up and you're 64, hello, right?
I hear you 100% on that. You're starting to crack me up and make me laugh on that because I'm...
That's good, Tom, because you make me laugh a lot of times, and you make me think a lot of times, even though I'm already thinking. You think
sweet.
A lot like me is what I say.
Well,
I don't think
very...
a lot like you. You think a lot like me.
I was going to say you're very sweet, but now I find myself somewhat disturbed by the entire interaction. Thank you kindly. I do appreciate hearing from you, my love. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
It is 3:59 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. And for those who might be tuning in who don't usually tune in, who think, what a sexist he is. He just said, my love. It's an innocent term of endearment. I say it for men and for women. And it's just, I don't know, look, we have a relationship on the radio. You and I have we just have a relationship, and I kind of stole that from some of the British movies I've seen. Hello, love. So that's all that is. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, my love, and we'll be back after news.